Even though we're done with Christmas, I'm stuck back on the story when Gabriel told Mary she was favored of God. He said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." She was greatly troubled at this saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting that might be. Recently, I've wondered what it would be like if I shut up and listened when I prayed. I'm not sure everything I'm hearing is from God, but one thing came through clearly, the words, "Well done." Well, like Mary, I was greatly troubled. The words kept nudging me, "Well done, good and faithful servant." But I'm supposed to hear that after I die. The words persisted, "Well done." What rose were memories how I betrayed a good friend because my needs were more important than his. Tears welled up. Don't we feel this a little when someone compliments us? Don't we want to brush aside the recognition of our worth? How much more might we feel shame when we meet the one who is love? But the quiet voice stated, "Well done, my dear." Preachers say how God's judgment will be ferocious. Some will be tossed into hell for not believing Jesus. Those who do will enter paradise. I believe when we encounter love beyond our wildest romance, we will all be in crisis. We will all weep. All that is not of love will be burned away. When we know how we betrayed that love, we can know how utterly we've been forgiven. Fear not. I'm Katie Androsky, and that's my perspective.